This preview of the New York Times front page is brought to you by voice-activated sync, the easy-to-use in-car connectivity system which gives you voice control of mobile phones and MP3 players and features audible turn-by-turn directions and 911 assist. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
On Wednesday's front page, a jury found former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich guilty on one count of lying to the FBI. But the jury deadlocked on 23 corruption charges, and the judge says he'll declare a mistrial. A new study suggests Lou Gehrig may not have had Lou Gehrig's disease. And school districts that don't want to spend federal money rehiring teachers they just laid off. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was convicted of lying to the FBI, but the jury said it was hopelessly deadlocked on the 23 corruption charges he was facing. The jury's findings came on the 14th day of deliberations. Times reporter Monica Davey says they're a setback for federal authorities who arrested Blagojevich almost 2 years ago.
There are two main problems that the prosecutors potentially had on this case. One was that for all the acts that Mr. Blagojevich was accused of doing, he really didn't finish many of them. In other words, he was accused of selling the Senate seat that had once belonged to President Obama, but he didn't actually sell it. So because these acts weren't completed, that was troubling to some people who heard details of the case. And I think the second problem was that some of it sounded, at least to some people, some of it sounded like ordinary political deal-making and stuff that we're all used to. If you give me this, I'll give you that. It was hard to distinguish what was a crime and what was a political deal.
Times reporter Monica Davey in Chicago. Wednesday's front page says Iraq's political elite is being tough on itself. Vice President Adel Abdelmahdi says Iraqi leaders should be ashamed of the way they've led the country. It's now been 5 months since an election that was supposed to install a new government. Many officials now expect a consensus government. They also expect it'll be deadlocked most of the time. In Baghdad, a suicide bomber got past security at an Iraqi army recruiting office. Iraqi soldiers said they found at least 40 bodies. Correspondent Stephen Farrell says the attack is sure to raise questions about Iraqi security forces.
The Americans are pulling out on an entirely self-imposed deadline of getting down to 50,000 by August 31st. You also have Ramadan, which in the past we have seen attacks increased. Now, at Ramadan, it's a time of fasting during the day. So soldiers, guards, security people, they're hungry, they're thirsty, many of them don't smoke, so attention wanders.
Correspondent Stephen Farrell in Baghdad. A new study suggests concussions and head trauma can cause degenerative diseases similar to ALS. Times reporter Alan Schwartz says this could mean Lou Gehrig may not have had Lou Gehrig's disease.
What we've learned is that concussions and other brain trauma are extraordinarily dangerous when not handled properly. Now, in Lou Gehrig's time, they didn't know. But it now appears because a group at Boston University, the same group that has studied dementia and other brain disease type things in football players, they have found that in three cases of men who were diagnosed with ALS, they in fact did not have ALS. They had something that was a result of brain trauma. What that means for Lou Gehrig, who had a very significant history of concussions on the baseball field, he was also a very high-level bulldozer fullback for Columbia University and Commerce High here in Manhattan, it's possible, because of the number of times his brain was injured, that he didn't have ALS, just like these football players. He might have had something else. Now, we'll never know, because his remains were cremated. Nonetheless, it's yet another indication that the things that we hailed Lou Gehrig for, playing through pain, might have been more dangerous than we thought.
He says the findings could redirect studies of motor degeneration in athletes and injured military veterans. The federal government has come through with $10 billion in school aid, but now some districts don't want to spend the money hiring teachers. They're worried about deficits and say they need to hold on to the money to prevent future layoffs. In Texas, Republican Governor Rick Perry has rejected spending the money. If he changes his mind, Houston School Superintendent Terry Greer wants to lengthen the school day and hire tutors. Greer does not plan to rehire 414 people who were laid off. In Dutch border cities like Maastricht, coffee shops sell marijuana and hashish. It's perfectly legal, but Maastricht wants to change that for customers who are not Dutch. Whether the European Union's free trade laws will allow that is an open question. Officials in Maastricht aren't happy dealers are selling illegal drugs in the shadows. Other kinds of crime are also up. There's no Democrat Republicans would like to unseat more than Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. But Nevada Republicans are worried. Candidate Sharon Angle's campaign has been rocked by problems. Among other things, she's had to pull back from hardline positions she took in the past on things like phasing out Social Security. One of the Republicans she defeated in the primary says Reid had no chance before. Now he could still lose, but he's become the favorite. We'll go inside Wednesday's Times after this.
This preview of the New York Times front page is brought to you by voice-activated sync, the in-car connectivity system which gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands-free, so you can keep your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Wednesday's Times, rising nitrogen levels are suffocating the vegetation and marine life in ponds on Cape Cod. The nitrogen is leaching out of septic system wastewater that runs through the sandy soil there. Towns on the Cape have spent years drawing up cleanup plans to no avail. The concern is pollution could hurt the shellfishing industry and the tourist economy. Afghan President Hamid Karzai ordered a 4-month phase-out of all private security firms. Many Afghans see the order as a political move aimed at playing up Karzai's leverage. There's one exception to his order. Private guards can continue to operate in diplomatic compounds and in offices used by non-governmental organizations like the World Bank. Wednesday's Business Day section says Eli Lilly halted 2 late-stage clinical trials of an experimental Alzheimer's treatment. The drug was designed to reduce enzymes causing plaque in the brain. The company said it actually showed worse cognitive functioning and less ability to perform daily living tasks. Here in New York, the 2 candidates for governor have had each other in their sights for years. Back in 1996, when Republican Rick Lazio was a congressman, his subcommittee proposed eliminating 1 assistant secretary in the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The assistant secretary was the man Lazio is now running against, Democrat Andrew Cuomo. It turned out the draft amendment was Lazio's way of giving Cuomo a really hard time.
Back to throw. There's a long pass. It's going to be, I believe, the Giants from the pellet. The Giants from the pellet.
That was Bobby Thompson's shot heard round the world. It's echoed through baseball history as possibly the game's most famous home run, a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 9th that gave the New York Giants a victory over the Brooklyn Dodgers. And in case you missed it there, they also won the National League pennant. That was in 1951. Thompson said it was a delirious, delicious moment when time just seemed frozen. Bobby Thompson died on Monday. He was 86. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.